Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the best podcast on earth. I am back, better than ever, with amazing stories on how I get hurt all the time, especially on my recent ski trip. So sit down, get your popcorn ready, and listen to me telling a story about how I constantly get hurt. This is my second time recording this, so I'm kind of out of it because I'm kind of walking and reenacting everything even though no one can see me. So, let's get on with the story. Number one. Okay, this is two stories in one, technically. I'm at a gas station in Colorado. We've been driving for like 13 hours. We're a little tired. It's Saturday afternoon. You know, we just slept in some crusty, musty, sketch motel that didn't even serve us breakfast or anything. Cruising down the street, my dad realizes there's not a lot of gas left, so we pull up to a gas station. And in Colorado, they have these gas stations that are like dinosaurs, right? So they have this huge green dinosaur just standing out there looking beautiful. And when I saw that dinosaur, I knew I needed to take a picture with it. Oh, baby, I knew I needed a picture with that big thing. I was like, yes, already, like, on it. So I come out of the car. My mom and I are walking to the bathroom, you know. My mom's already in the gas station because she kind of left earlier. I'm still staring at that dinosaur like I'm going to take a picture with it. I already know it. And I start walking to the bathroom. So I'm walking to the gas station. But no, I just lied. I'm not walking to the gas station. I'm jogging to the gas station. And there's a curb that I didn't see. So as you may have guessed, I trip over that curb. And if I didn't have my handy-dandy right arm, I would have just hit my head right on the concrete wall and just shattered everything in there. Not much, but, you know, still some brains in there. Anyway, I hit the cement wall with my right arm, saving myself, and everything in the store just kind of shook. Like, you could hear the keychains going, and I'm like, oh, that's embarrassing. Hopefully no one saw. Look around, no one saw. I was like, okay, cool. So I go inside, see my mom by the chip aisle. I walk up to her. I'm like, did you hear something? She's like, no. And I'm like, okay, good, because I, like, almost hit my head and gave myself a concussion. She's like, oh, my God, Rhoda, again. Because I do this constantly, I can't walk. It's too hard for me. I'll just sprint and run into things without seeing them. Other stories will be provided later. Anyway, I use the restroom. I'm good. I go back to the car. I wait for, like, my dad to use the restroom. And then both of my parents come back with some ice cream. And I'm like, you, mom, we're taking a picture of the dinosaur. Here's my phone. I'm going to go sprint to it. I start sprinting. And I'm running. And you think, the girl that does long jump, aka stepping on a line and flying a couple of meters, I guess, a couple of meters, like, whoo, she could jump over a thin booty tail. Well, you were wrong, because I couldn't. I did not make it. I jumped a little early, and by the time I landed right on the tail. So my left shin just, I don't even have a word for it, but it just slams into that tail. And I do those, like, cool FBI rolls, you know, and, like, those movies when they're rolling their back and they're like, put your hands up. Yeah, something like that, minus the cool. It's just pathetic because it's a 16-year-old girl who couldn't jump over a tail. So I'm just laying there on the ground with my sweatpants that are just covered in dust and grass, dead grass. My hair is just covered in that stuff, too. My mom's just in the background, like, what went wrong when I raised this girl? She comes up to me. She's picking out the grass in my hair. She's like, Dorota, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, it hurts so bad. So I lift up my left, pant leg, and I see my bloody shin, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I lift up my right pant leg, English please, and there's my knee bleeding a little less, but it's still there. And I'm like, wow, not surprised, already crying because I'm scared that I'm not gonna be able to ski. you know, my mom takes it all out of my hair, the dead grass. We, like, wipe myself off, and I'm like, Mom, take a picture. Now, all the pictures sucked. It's fine, though. We're back on track going to Keystone, Colorado, having the best time of my life, you know, whining because my legs are bleeding and I don't know if I can ski. But we're going to keep the positive attitude and go on listening to my throwback playlist. You know, we're cruising. We're fine. First day comes along. It's a Sunday, the day we're going to start skiing. Finally, I've been waiting for this moment for a long time now. Put on my skis. My shin is fine. Even though I had my compression sleeves on, my leggings, and two pairs of socks to keep me from, you know, crying because of my leg. Everything's fine, you know, it doesn't hurt at all. We get to the lift, we go up the mountain, I'm ready to do this. And then, shocker, something goes wrong. My boot doesn't fit in my ski. I had junior skis and adult boots, which I later got in trouble for because I didn't check. It's not my fault, I promise. But anyway, you know, I'm a little upset. We go to church because it's Sunday. Praise the Lord. And then we go to the store and buy me boots. So I got new boots and they were pretty sick. Unlike the old ones, they weren't too high. They were like above the ankle, like a bit, but not much. Because my other boots were like super high, like all the way up to my shin. You know, just you can barely walk in them. And my new ones were nice because I could actually like move my legs and not walk in pain. So I'm like, okay, chill. Monday rolls around, I'm gonna be skiing like no one has ever seen before. Monday comes along, I'm skiing, I'm doing amazing. You know, just this noob was going straight lining everything. I didn't care. I didn't fall once, unless you count me standing and then just, I don't, for some reason losing my balance, but I don't count that, okay? We don't count that. I'm doing great. Tuesday comes along, another great day, you know, just speeding down, doing the best I could. And then there was Wednesday, a dark day for Dorota. She did not see this coming. It's about 2:30 p.m. You know, the slopes close at 4. I'm doing good. Well, no, not really. I lied to you again. I'm not doing too good. I'm trying. But, you know, here and there, my leg just kind of shakes a little, rattles a little. But we're good. We're not gonna get into that negative attitude. We're just gonna keep skiing. And then Amelia and I go on a black diamond. Now, this black diamond did not scare me. Again, I'm lying. It kind of did. I went on this hill before the previous break I had, spring break. At that time, it was a green. It was fine. Chill. I fell like twice. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going down. I'm being dramatic as usual, going, oh my God, like I'm going to fall. But I'm not falling. I'm doing good. Straight lining once again because mama didn't raise no B word, you know, we're doing great. Didn't fall once on that hill until the end. Now, at the end, it's like the gondola, there's a bridge, it's all covered in snow. And you have to go through the bridge to get to like the little town and then go back on the gondola. And a bunch of like hills just kind of merge in there. And there's signs. They say S-L-O-W. Slow. Now, I saw those signs. There's a bunch of them. You can't miss it. Big and yellow signs. But I look at them straight in the eyes, even though they don't have eyes. Just kind of roll with it. And I go, that's just a suggestion. Now, I was wrong. They're never a suggestion. Guys, don't take it as a suggestion. Please slow down. But I'm looking at that, and I'm like, nah, I ain't slowing down. Because I need to get all the way across the bridge without using my sticks. Because if I use my sticks, my arms are going to fly out. Because I don't have the arm strength to pull my whole body, like, 20 meters. Like, I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, I kind of slow down, you know. I'm wobbling left and right, just kind of, you know, go at good speed. And I'm going down the straightaway. Like, I'm going to make it all the way to the end without having to slow down or stop or anything. Okay? I was wrong. Two men walking. Well, they're not walking. They're skiing. You know, they're taking their time, pushing themselves with their sticks. It couldn't be me, obviously. And I'm like, okay, I can't turn left and go around them. I don't have enough time, and that's going to slow me down. We're not slowing down. I can go right between them and, you know, make it. But we're not going to take that chance. We're not rude. I was raised right. I'm not going to go through two people that are talking, you know? So there's man number two in a pole. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go between those two. Not a good idea. Man number two, at the last second, decides to shimmy a little to the right, aka right next to the pole. And I'm like, holy crap. Holy cannoli, we're not gonna make it. So I get a little scared, gets to my head, and I wobble a little, and I slam into that mother trucking pole like it's nothing. Now, this isn't no ordinary stick, you know? She's pretty thick, she's red, and she's 7 feet tall, with a sign that says, pedestrian walkway. As you can guess, she flew out of her hole, and I swear she flew at least 6 feet. I'm not kidding. She went over my head and landed, like, further than I did, and I flew a couple, like, feet. She's out of her hole. My leg destroyed. I'm sitting on the ground. One ski up in the air on my left foot. The one on my right just completely gone. I'm just sitting there with my boot. You know, kind of like not crisscross applesauce, but my right leg is very close to me. And I'm holding it like it's my child, like I just birthed it. And I'm like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. And just chilling there like, I'm fine. Some dude comes up to me. He's like, whoa, are you okay? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. My leg kind of hurts, and I guess he didn't hear me, because he goes, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It hurts so bad. And then some, like, worker dude in his yellow jacket comes up to me, and he's like, whoa, what happened? I'm like, I just slammed into that pole right there, and I point to it, and he's like, because, bro, my skinny noodle legs, I don't know how they did that. If you see my legs, they're really small. So, like, imagine what it did to it. Anyway, the guy's just, like, in disbelief. Like, holy cannoli, how did this little girl do that? And I'm, like, on the same level as him. And he's trying to calm me down, so I'm not crying. My friend comes up to me, and she's like, are you laughing or crying? And I'm like, both. Because, you know, I was laughing because I just got down a black hill like it was nothing, but I slammed into a pole right at the end, which is kind of pathetic. Like, I'd rather would, like, roll down that hill and do the same thing to my leg than tell everyone that I slammed into a pole. And then I'm crying because it hurts so bad. I'm just kind of chilling there like, oh my gosh. And Mike over there, you know, the yellow jacket dude, calls the ski patrol, and he's just talking to me. We're having a grand old conversation about Chicago and our past and our nicknames, because I told him my name's, you know, Dorota, and then he goes, ah, Doritos, and I'm like, exactly, that's what everybody calls me. And then he tells me his story about his name, Mike, and how it connects to the Life cereal. And I was just like, that's so funny. Like, I was cackling, but still crying because of my leg. Ski patrol dude comes along. He's very positive. I don't blame him, because after hearing that story, I would have been cackling too. He helps me out. You know, we go to, like, the, I don't know what it's called, but, like, the guest services place. And I'm sitting down on the bench next to another hurt woman. And then ski patrol, let's call him Bob, he's like, okay, lift up your pant leg so I can see what happened. And I'm like, okay. So I'm taking off my layers. You know, I have to take my boot off, take my snow pants off, lift up my leggings all the way to my calf. And there she is. A red square right where I hit the pole. And I'm like, ow, chill. Like, it's, I'm like, oh, it's just going to be a bruise. Like, it's going to be fine. He's like, do you want an x-ray? And I'm like, nah, I'll be fine. Because I'm not over 18 and I need to call my mom. I'm not about to tell my mom I slammed into a pole. So, what do we do? I say, I think I'm going to be good. Thank you, sir. And he goes, awesome. And then I pull my pant leg back up and we go home. So we get home. I show everyone my bruise. It's not that big. I would say half a dollar bill, right? And I'm like, okay, chill. Like, it's not going to be bad. It's a funny story. I was wrong. Oh my gosh, that truck, mother trucker just, she blew my leg off. After a couple of hours, it just started growing and growing. And I was like, holy cannoli. I don't know how I'm going to make it to practice on Monday. But everybody's like, you'll be fine, Dorota. Like, I'll be fine by Monday. I promise. They're wrong. It's Sunday night and I'm still hurting. Anyway, I ice it. I put cream on it. I go into the hot tub. I go to bed. My leg is fine. She's bruised, but it doesn't really hurt, you know? Wake up the next morning. She's not looking that big. I'll be fine. She's not that swollen, right? All good. So, being me, I'm like, okay, we're going skiing. You know, last day, Thursday, last day, I'm not quitting on another day because I already missed Sunday. I'm not missing Thursday. I'm not going to be sitting at home. Uh-uh. Put on my ski boots. They're not touching. It's not touching my, like, my swollen area. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll be fine. While skiing, it hurt, like, a lot. Especially when I was, okay, when you're turning right, you, like, put pressure on your left leg. And then, like, your right leg is, like, a little in the air. Not really, but you're just not putting any pressure on it. So it's just kind of, like, floating there, I guess. So when it hits, like, the snow, it, like, makes your leg kind of, like, tremble a little. And a normal person wouldn't really feel that or really care about that. But since my leg is very fragile right now, it hurt like I can't even explain it. And then we go on some hard hills, and I was just crying through my goggles, hoping to not fall on my leg. And we get done with the day. I get home. I'm about to change into my sweatpants because we're going to leave soon. And holy moly, I could not take my leggings off because it hurt so bad. My bruise grew twice its size, and the swelling also grew twice its size. I was scared. But you know, whatever. I put my sweatpants on, I put my Nike socks over my sweatpants, and I'm like, chill. It was not chill. It hurt a lot. No one really cared. And then I drove for like 3 straight hours while driving home. But you know, that's neither here nor there. Anyway, now it's Sunday. It is 3 p.m. Now I'm looking at this dude. Okay, by the way, on Friday, right, the day after it got like super swollen, I went to Chicago for a couple of hours, so that's a lot of walking around in the cold. Also thought I'd break my leg because I kept like jogging everywhere and walking very fast. Now I'm staring at my bruise right now. Let me describe it to you. It is the size of my hand. Now I don't have big hands. They're medium sized, I'd say. If my hand description doesn't help you, I'm not gonna take out a ruler. Well, let's take out a ruler, which means I'm running to my room. It's okay. It's cool. Where's my ruler? Boom. We got her. Let's measure this chickadee. Wait. I forgot how to do this. Okay. She is about 6.5 inches long. She's big. What's the width? 1 second. Okay, 2 inches. So 6.5 length, 2 inches width. She is yellow and green. Pretend you have a plastic bag and you squish yellow and green paint or a highlighter in there. That is my leg right now with some pink, because, you know, why not? My bone kind of hurts too, but, you know, it's cool. It's cool. I have practice tomorrow and I have PE. I'm not quitting on practice. I'm showing up. I'm telling my coach, ma'am, I hurt myself really bad, but I'm going to be really strong and I'm going to run everything like it's nothing. And that's what I'm going to do. But you better believe I'm going to get a note for PE because I can't do PE. I can't run 3 laps. I know. If I have to do practice, I'm not doing PE. If I have to do PE, I'm not doing practice. And I'm doing practice. I don't care. So now I'm just kind of like running around my house, seeing how bad it hurts. It hurts a lot. But again, mama didn't raise no, if you know what I mean. And that's that. That's my story on how I almost killed myself. Not really exaggerating. How I almost lost my leg. Not really exaggerating. She's just bruised. Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if she was broken, but she's probably not. But that's the same thing I said when I broke my finger. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Nothing. I'm just going to walk around with my leg like this. I'm going to show everyone. I'm going to wear my shorts to school tomorrow and be like, look at this bad boy. Couldn't be you. Because you're probably really careful and I can't relate. Now, will this stop me from being the clumsy, fast girl I am? Not at all. I will keep bumping into doorknobs and TVs. Yes, I've bumped into a TV. It was a dark day. Hooks from school, you know those coat hooks? Yeah, I was that kid that got stabbed in the eye. What else do I run into? People, poles, etc., etc. I will never stop, no matter what. One day, you know, maybe that's how I'll go. I run into something hard enough and I'll just out like light. And if that's how I go, that's how I go. I will be proud because that's what I'll be remembered for. And I'm okay with that. So thank you for listening to this episode of my podcast. It kind of exhausting because I was running around my whole house while talking. But I needed the exercise, and I hope I post this one unlike the other 13 that I made and deleted. So, hope you're having a great Sunday, and have a great week. See ya never. Bye!